Bob, what do you see when you throw that tape on and see the quarterback for this Packers team? What grabs your attention first?
Wow, there's a lot of things. He, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is probably playing that position as good as anybody, probably better than anybody in the league right now. I mean, based on what he's done the last two or three years here, you know, he's a great football player. He has great arm talent, excellent speed in his release, very smart, very competitive. And, you know, you add then the mobility factor into it, and it makes it a real challenge for any defense. So, you know, he's playing at a really high level. You know, I think he finished last year at 112 quarterback rating. He's at 128 right now, almost 78% completion. And, you know, he's a really good football player. I mean, a really good football player.
What does he do that allows him to throw as many touchdown passes as he does and not turn the ball over?
You know, I mean, I think you got to attribute, I mean, I'm looking from the outside in, but I'm attributing that to he's an excellent talent, but that doesn't give you that. I mean, I think it's got to be, you know, the way he must prepare, you know, his ability to process information on the field and make those instant decisions there, because he's not a shy guy. I mean, he's not overprotective. I mean, he plays with a great confidence, and he thinks he can get that ball in a small window. And I think based on his arm strength and the release is so quick that a lot of times he can. But I don't think that happens just on talent. I think it happens through preparation and processing the information he's getting on the field. You know, he's got to be a really, really smart player. Well, you try to give him, you know, movement and looks, and, you know, I mean, he's seen about everything you can do. I mean, he's played enough snaps at quarterback in the National Football League. I don't think you're going to confuse him very long. You know, like all these guys that are in this category, you just hope that maybe he holds up just a click longer. You know, that's what you're looking for. But you know, you gotta be tight. You gotta play him tight. You gotta get a lot of people around the football. They're a great catch and run team. You know, they get the ball out fast, catch it, and, you know, catch some short passes and turn them into big passes. That's one part of their system. So a lot of that you gotta deal with all that. And yet you have to be, you know, he's gonna complete passes because of the style of the offense and the talent of the player doing it. So the main thing is to cap those off. Don't let them turn, you know, a 5-yard pass turn into a 20-yard pass, and that challenges everybody on our defense.
With that in mind, do you feel pretty good about the way you guys have tackled through two games?
You know, we've done a pretty good job of tackling, and we've done a pretty good job of getting a lot of people, I think, to the football. You know, we always say numbers favor us, you know, so the more people we have there, the better the tackling we're going to do, the better opportunity we're going to have if the ball's on the ground or if the ball's tipped in the air. So, you know, I think in this game that's going to be a premium thing for us, you know, to be able to tackle well, you know, swarm the football wherever it goes, whether it's handed off or thrown, because, like I say, a lot of these passes aren't all vertical passes. They're underneath passes that are caught and ran. So I think that's going to be a real key to the game. Well, I mean, like the rest of our defense, we got to improve. You know, we've had good plays and bad plays, and you know, like everything, you know, on when you play, you're trying to minimize the negative plays, you know, and keep pushing up those positive plays. And I think, you know, when you play in this league, there's going to be some plays that you're not really excited about, you know, as a player or as a coach, but You got to jump right back in, and again, it's going to come back to what can you do consistently, what level can you perform at, and so, you know, we got to play. You know, we got a lot of guys out there besides the corners, so everybody's got to kind of stand up and take charge for this week.
How did you grade Marcus Peters in that game?
I thought he did a great job. You know, he did a good job of tackling. I mean, I know he got the interception for a TD. I thought his compete was really good, and I thought he really did some good things. He's got, like all our guys, he's still got things he's got to improve on, and you know, he's just got to keep marching forward. This is a long, long season, and you just got to keep learning as fast as you can possibly can as a young guy.
Coach, while we're on the cornerback, Steve Nelson is learning how to play for Midland. Where is he in that process?
He's still learning it, you know, and, you know, the hard part now is, you know, you don't get a lot of reps. That's the most difficult thing once you come out of camp because, you know, we don't have many reps, and the guys that are actually playing are getting the vast majority of those. And so really for any backup player now, it's a really challenging thing, you know, to keep improving. You know, you got to stay on top of the game mentally because one or two plays and, you know, you might be in there for the whole day. So, but it becomes more difficult, you know, to just do that. So, especially for a young guy. So he's just got to keep working. They got to take advantage of their opportunities when they're on the scout or look team there. You can still do a lot of things technically. You know, you're obviously mimicking the opponent's defense, but there's still a lot of fundamental things you can work on that's really important. And if you don't work on them in that period, you're not going to improve.
With Rogers' mobility and just his ability to move around the pocket, I know it's important for the guys to stay in the rush lane. How important is it for those guys that are on interior pressure to not let him have a place to step up?
Well, I think, you know, this guy causes you some problems and on one hand. But the other thing you got to do is you got to rush this guy. You know, I mean, you got to, if you don't rush him, you know, he's really hard. And so he just makes it more difficult. And you just have to have awareness as a defense, what's going on, where's he at, and, you know, what's he likely to do right here. You know, and that's easy to say and very hard to do, you know, and I think everybody in our league would echo that thought. I think he's already got 14 carries this year, and whatever he ran last year, 8.2 or 8.3 per carry. So he's a legitimate guy. I mean, and when he comes out, I mean, he's going to come out mostly to pass. But if you just give him a huge lane, he's going to take it, and he can make some yards fast.
In your view, two games into it, is Eric Berry all the way back?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, you know, I think he's, you know, come, and, you know, and I think, like I've said it many times about him, this is the first stretch of a long period where he's been practicing. You know, much he's practiced more right now than he ever practiced last year.
Right.
If you took camp and the whole season, so I think that's what allows you to get back in. And he obviously was going through another thing that you put on top of that. But I think from a football standpoint, he's going. You know, and he feels good. Is I think when you talk to him, you know, is he sees things better now and he's more comfortable there. And I think it's just going to get better and better for him from a comfort standpoint. But I don't really see a lot different from him, you know, than
so
where he was at.
There's no hesitation on your part now to come up with anything or think of anything to using him.
No, he's, yeah, I mean, he played, I don't know, almost all the plays the other night, and I think he's back.
I know you've got a bunch of different personnel packages, but is he the starter now in your base defense?
I'd say so. I think he did pretty much that the other night, you know. So, I mean, we roll so many people through there half the time. I don't even think about who's the, you know, a lot of times it matters what group the offense runs out, which group's going out first. So he's back. He's playing all the time and doing a great job.
The reason I ask is Abdullah, I was kind of nicked up going into the Denver game, short week. I didn't know he was limited going into that game.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, I think he played and was fine.